when Siman Shin Yud Aleph, we're up to Sif Tes. We'll be doing Tes as well as the first Sif of Shin Yud Beis. Now, we're dealing with the halachas of Muktzah, and what we learned yesterday was that there's a heter of Tiltul Min Atzad L'Tzorach Dover HaMutter and Tiltul Begufo even L'Tzorach Dover HaAser, which means that if you're indirectly moving Muktzah, as long as it was not for the sake of the Muktzah itself, it was the sake for the sake of something else, that is mutter. So we saw that it was mutter to pick up a radish, even though you were moving the dirt that was sitting on top of it. And then there was tiltul begufo, where if you're moving it with some part of your body other than your hand, the halacha was that it's mutter, even for the sake of the muktzah itself. The example there was the straw that is sitting on your bed. Says the Mechaber now in Siftes, HaPeris HaTmunim B'Teven Ovekash HaMuktzim. If you have fruit that you are storing in Teven and Kash, what's Teven and Kash? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Teven is the actual, if the stalk that the wheat sits on, and the Kash is the like the paper-like covering that actually falls off and is left behind in the fields. Says the Mishnah Berurah that this halacha really is not so nogeya today, because kash today is left in the fields for animal feed. People don't use it for fuel, in which case it wouldn't be muktzah altogether. It's considered animal food. However, in a place where it's used primarily for the sake of fuel, it would be muktzah. So what do? You keep your fruit in muktzah. Yochol latchov behem, litchov behem machat. You can stick a pin, okush, or a knitting needle, into the fruit. Vinotlam vakash ninar me'elov. This is tiltul min hatzad l'tzorach dover amutter. Even though the kash is going to fall off, the halach is that is mutter. Hagavim tmunim b'chol ba'ofer ayin liel. Simin shen ches if lamet ches. If they're actually sitting in sand or in the ground. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that it is usur to go ahead and take a keli and hold it and use that to accept money from a non-Jew that you're doing business with, and call that tiltul min atzad, because this is tiltul min atzad l'tzorach davar usur. And it's not even so clear if this is tiltul min atzad, if this is a keli that's made for it. But certainly this practice that people have, the Mishnah Berurah brings up, that what they'll do is hold one object and have people put the muktzah into it. That's not tiltul min atzad l'tzorach davar hamutter, and there will be no heter for that. Shin Yud Beis Sifal. Now, Shin Yud Beis is primarily dealing with the halachis of using the washroom, but in those days they did not have sophisticated washrooms. What they used to do was they had either they designated a place to relieve themselves, or it would be just somewhere behind houses in a place that people didn't walk. There was also no toilet paper. In fact, paper was expensive, uncommon, and muktzah machmas chasar and kis, because it was used for writing documents on only. What was it that they would clean themselves with after using the washroom? They would use pebbles, they would use stones. Now, the problem is that a stone is muktzah machmas gufo. A stone is muktzah. So what would somebody use? So for kavod habrias, Chazal were matarit, but they made conditions. Sif Aleph. Mishum kavod habrias hitiru l'tartal avonim l'kaneach. Because of kavod habrias, Chazal were matar taking stones with oneself when he's going to relieve himself in order to cleanse himself afterwards. Vafilu lahalosam legag imo, even to carry them up to a roof, if that's where he's going to relieve himself. Davatircha yisera, even though it's a big tircha to carry up the stones, mutter, nevertheless, they were matarit. Umish yeshlo makam miyuchid lebeisakise, and a person that has a place that is designated as a beisakise, yochol lahachnis imo avonim lekaneach malo hayad. The amount they allowed you to carry if you had a place designated for a Beis HaKiseh as opposed to when you didn't is different, because a place that's designated for a Beis HaKiseh, even if you took more than you absolutely need, the leftovers you can use or someone else can use later. Not so if it's a place that's not designated as a Beis HaKiseh. If you take more than you need, then you're really carrying muktzah shelo l'tzorach. So if it's a place that's designated, you're allowed to take melo hayad, as many as you can carry in one hand. Vim ein lo mokum kavua, machnisimo kishir buchna ktana. Whereas if it's not a place that was designated for it, then you can only use you can only take stones with the shear of the head of what they used for pounding on spices. Actually, what they used to grind garlic. It means the head of the buchna, the head of whatever it was that they used to pound on it. Whereas if this is a stone that you once used before and you'd now like to use it a second time, the halacha is that is mutter even though it's large, or even if there are many, because once it's nikr, that's what the stone is used for, that Chazal did not have a problem with. Even if it's more than a handful, mutter liten kulam, the kivin shen kankul bem huchnu lakach, so it's muchan for it, so it's mutter. Haga, says the Ramah, yesh omrim dafka b'chotzer mutter l'taltal avonim. Yesh omrim nafilu mikarmelis u'shusayochet namishari. So this is a question of whether or not Chazal were matir tiltul durabonon, meaning tiltul muktza, they were matir. How about carrying in a karmelis? Were they matir that or not? So there we have two dais here in the Ramah. Dohanami ein arak isid rabbanon mishum kavod abrius hitiruhu. So the question is, were Chazal matir that or not? Now lamaisa, the Mishtabura comes out and says you could be makel, but that's only in a vadai karmelis. In the Rishus HaRabims that we have, where we have a heter declaring them a karmelis, there the Mishnah Berurah did not like the idea of being matir carrying stones for kinuach. Now, what this is nogea is a case where somebody forgot to prepare toilet paper, or the washroom is completely out of toilet paper. The only way that he can get toilet paper is from somewhere else where there is no washroom, but they store paper. You have a packet of tissues in one building and the washroom is in another building. Can you carry it from building to building? So la halacha, if there's no chashash rishus harabim between them and there's no choice, then the halacha would be that would be mutter. Now, similarly, if all you have is paper that really wasn't made as toilet paper, all you have is writing paper, so there also, if that's all you have for kinuah, chazal were matir tiltul muktza for the sake of kavod abrius.